Unfiltered, live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Sean Salisbury.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Sean, and Dell, and the head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, Cliff Kingsbury, with us here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, how are you? Coach, you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. What'd you do? Did you go to the beach this weekend? Did you go? Hanging out by the pool? What?
Yeah, at high school games.
High school games.
That was part of the job, but always fun to get around that atmosphere and see those young people. And so it was fun. Dallas and Houston.
You did? Oh, good. Oh, so you came down to Houston, so you saw our traffic, which was horrible. Did you get caught in it?
No, I was able to avoid that.
Oh, good for you, man.
How are y'all? Everything good? You're all the way?
Yeah, we made it through. Yeah. You know, we both live in high rises, so we were all right. And Dell got through it fine. So all good. Let me ask you a question. Have you caught up on Narcos season 3 yet?
I am not. I'm not on that yet. Is it good?
It's better than the first two seasons.
Wow, that's high praise. I'll have to get on it. Yeah, I haven't caught up.
Hey, John, I would imagine the only TV he's doing a lot of watching is game film. I'm not sure he gets to sit around and go to the beach right now on bye weeks and then watch. Hey, then let me tune into Narcos real quick at about 2:30 after putting a game plan.
If it was me, that's how I'd go about it. If I was a college coach, I would go to the beach on the bye week and I would watch Narcos at night. That's how I would do it.
Like after 8:00 p.m., game preparations are in. Now it's Narcos. Well, Cliff, we know how long that would last for John, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, Spurrier, that's all he did was golf. I mean, why can't I watch Narcos?
You're right. He was out of there about 5 o'clock playing golf. He also had about 8 first-rounders on his team.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, and a little bit, John, just in case you didn't notice, there's a long history of pretty good coaching by Spurrier for a lot of years when he finally decided to play golf at the end.
Hey,
I get it.
Did you like your bye in the second week or no?
I think it's kind of to be determined. Sometimes you get going in your season, you're playing really well, you don't want a bye week, and others you're a little banged up and you'd like to have them to get healthy. But we prepped our preseason schedule around knowing we're going to have a bye week, and we kept the bye week pretty physical, pretty intense with our practices. Whereas if you had it in week 7-8, you may have backed off a bit. So hopefully it allowed us to make a bunch of corrections from week 1 to week 2, and we can keep moving forward.
What was your biggest correction that needed to be made from 1 to 2?
I think offensively, just executing early. We started slow, went 3 and out, I think, 2 out of the first 3 drives. And, in our league, you can't do that. You're going to be behind 21 points. So offensively that. And then defensively, just continuing to get lined up against tempo. Things that once you get to a game and the tempo gets going, it's always seems faster than when you're practicing against it in practice. And so I think just our adjustments to tempo is something we got to get cleaned up.
Cliff Kingsbury here on ESPN 97.5. What are you seeing out of Arizona State?
Big physical, pretty looking team. They have all the talent in the world. I know they had a tough loss against a very good San Diego State team last week who does some different things. I mean, they're more of a power football team who comes downhill, and they have really good players. And so that was, a tough game, but they're going to be good. A lot of the same players that got after us last year are back, and we know we're going to have our hands full.
Hey, Cliff, watching them on TV, on film, should I say, and their struggles, why are they having so much trouble right now?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It just maybe hasn't clicked for them the way they expected to. Like I said, they have a bunch of guys who were impact players from last year, and that you still see them flash on film. They just got to put it together. Offensively and defensively, and I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll get going. It just is a matter of time.
What are you thinking of the Big 12 so far? What a nice win for OU going to Ohio State, no?
Yeah, it was. They had Ohio State ranked way up there, and OU did a great job of going in and handling that atmosphere, and that's a big win. And then you look at TCU going to the SEC and getting a win against Arkansas and really playing power football against a power football team. And so, yeah, anytime the Big 12 can win, it's great for our conference, and, it's exciting for us.
Hey, Cliff, since it's Texas high school football, you've obviously seen it for years, and and know what it's all about. But I wonder, in a coach in your situation, like when we mentioned Oklahoma, who's playing a lot of big games, but goes into Ohio State and you got some young players, or Texas Tech, let's say you were going into Southern Cal, or you're getting ready to go play at Clemson. How do you get young players? You can't, well, we got big high school football stadiums in Texas. Hard to simulate that during the offseason for a true freshman and a young player. How do you prepare them for that so they don't get overwhelmed early?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think a lot of the times, and you'll know this, with those young cats, they don't know what they don't know. And
true.
And so they just kind of go in there and do what they've always done their whole life. It's when you get a little bit older and you start understanding the magnitude of things that it hits you. So I've found that to kind of be the case. We usually try to downplay things as much as possible and just talk about enjoying the moment, enjoying the unique atmosphere, and making sure you smell the roses while you're there.
Yeah, that's a hell of a point, John. You know why? Because I remember growing up, I used to do backflips off, the diving board. And as you get older, you say, I know the result. If I belly flop, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Same thing with young players. They really kind of naive, and they just go play football. It's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, Todd Graham always does. Going to throw it around quite a bit. What do you think of their quarterback?
Yeah, Manny Wilkins. He's a good player. Very athletic. Protects the football. Accurate passer. Had a tremendous game against us last year, and then he got hurt. But just watching him, he's improved from last year. And so we'll have our hands full. You got to keep him in the pocket. You got to keep him contained. And so I know Coach Gibbs will have a good plan, but he's a tough player.
Cliff, answer this for us. We're talking about teams, and you guys throw it a lot, and do it from the gun, and we're conversating about taking eyes off the coverage to catch the football a lot of times. And we were talking about the zone read, which and not talking about what you guys do, but that how to, Montana and Aikman used to hate doing it. Tom loves to get in it. You were there in the gun. Well, how do you teach a young guy that his eyes got to come off the coverage to catch the ball, but to get back to coverage and make sure he gets through his reads?
Yeah, I mean, by the time they get to us, they've been doing that since seventh grade in our
nowadays.
Yeah, seven on seven is year round, so it's really, really nice, and it really becomes second nature. I think there's a nuance to it where you're seeing the ball, but you're seeing the defense at the same time, and it just takes repetitions. It's not like your eyes ever go completely to the football. And I think if you watch any of those kids, their eyes are still seeing the defense, seeing the shell to an extent, and at the same time, focusing on the football. And so we've really never had an issue with it.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
The tough part, and you'll relate to this, is nowadays they never turn their back to the defense. So any play action, anything you're doing from under center, now you're actually turning your eyes away from the defense, coming up after a fake, and that takes a little time.
Yeah, how to snap their head and locate
right.
Again. Yep, relocate, right. No doubt.
What'd you do? Did you give the guys 3 days off? How'd you go about it?
We went a little bit different. We, like I said, having it this early, we felt like we wanted to keep it rolling. So we had a couple physical practices, a couple light ones, and gave them Friday off. Had a quick run through Saturday morning, and so it was good. We got some good work in, but I think they came out of it feeling fresh and ready to go this week.
Yeah, it's so early. It's hard to tell what to do here. You don't want them to get. You
got to keep early momentum while they're in football. They're just getting started.
Yeah, yep. absolutely. Well, man, we'll let you go. We appreciate you as always. We'll give you a little time to catch up on Narcos, maybe since you
appreciate it. I'm sure y'all haven't had any Texans discussion this week either already.
You didn't watch any of that, did you?
I watched a little bit.
Hey, Cliff.
How did you do that?
That was an early hook. Was an early hook for my man. We'll see what happens.
Hey, Cliff. You know Savage?
No, but I liked what I'd seen.
Well, did you like how he was getting beat up?
No, I didn't.
Hey,
I didn't.
It's no fun. Cliff, one thing. I think the tech just now, I mean, just like 8 seconds ago, they gave up another sack.
Yeah. Lord. Yeah. No, honestly, dude, I mean, well, he's got to make quicker decisions, but if nobody's open down the field, what do you do, Cliff?
Yeah.
Throw it away.
It was tough. I mean, that's a tough call. Sometimes everything just goes wrong, so it'll be interesting to see. They'll bounce back. Coach O'Brien's an awesome coach. They have a great defense, and they'll get it rolling. But, yeah, that was one that anything that can go wrong did go wrong.
Yes. That was like a 20-pitch get the starter out after 20 pitches.
He didn't get through the first.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we appreciate it, Cliff. Best of luck going to Tempe.
Thanks, Cliff.
Thanks, Alex.
That's Cliff Kingsbury right here.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.